Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. It is also sponsored by Judy and Dani Israeli to commemorate the sixth yahrzeit of Dani's father, Yaakov Shimon ben Aryeh Leib, the Mishamash Avin Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Evan Shapiro for Refuah Shleima for her Rav David Yecheskel ben Blima, Yishav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So what we're going to talk about today is the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when someone kills, but either his intention was to do something that he would not have been chayiv misa for, even though what resulted is something that he should be chayiv misa for, or the case is that the death should not have resulted from the blow that was struck. So maybe he intended to kill somebody, and he was trying to strike somebody in a way that would have killed them, but where his blow actually landed should not have killed the person, and it did. So the Mishnah is going to say, in both of those kinds of cases, and we're going to set up a bunch of those different cases, he's going to be potter. Then the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Shimon holds at the very end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu neskavin laragazeh, baharagazeh." Potter, which case is he talking about, and what will he hold in each case of a lack of full kavana to kill this person that you killed? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a case of throwing a rock into a crowd and killing someone. What kind of crowd would it have to be in order for a person to be chayiv? What kind of crowd would it have to be in order for the person to be potter? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how each Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are going to learn the psukim about two men that are fighting and they accidentally kill the woman bystander. So how does each one learn the psukim? Meaning one of them holds, it's machlokas tanoim, whether you're chayiv misa in such a case, you're fighting and you're trying to kill your friend and you accidentally kill a woman. So neskavin laragazev, aragazez, machlokas, Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, each of them are going to have to understand the psukim that discuss, what that seemed to discuss, that exact case. And then the Gemara is going to have a third opinion about niskavin laragazeh vaharagazeh, where you try to kill one person and you kill another person. So we have the Rabbanan, we have Rabbi Shimon, and then we're going to have a third opinion about that exact case. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about if a person on death row gets mixed in with other people, somebody who's awaiting his chiyuv misa, and he gets mixed in with other people. What do we do with that crowd of people? The Gemara is going to have three interpretations of the case in the Mishnah where the Rabbanan say kulan peturin, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, we jail and starve them all. So what exactly is that case where the Rabbanan would say everybody's off the hook, everybody's potter, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say, Rabbi Yehuda rather is going to say, jail them all and starve them to death. So what would that case possibly be? So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Chesun Bey. So says Mishnah, Neskavin Largus Behema Vargas HaAdam. If a person intended to kill a Behema, for which you are not Chayiv Misa for killing a Behema, and he accidentally kills a person, so Lovid Chavim Argus Yisrael, or he intended to kill an Ovid Chavim, where you're also not Chayiv Misa, and he accidentally killed the Yisrael who was standing, let's say, right near that Ovid Chavim, or Linefalim, he was trying to kill a Nefel, a Vlad that was born but it's not going to live, and therefore someone who kills such a Vlad is going to be potter because it's considered as if it's already dead. Vaharagis ben kayama, but he misses and he accidentally kills a baby that is perfectly healthy that was right next to that baby that was a nefel, so potter, he's going to be potter, because even though they warned him, the way Rashi learns, even though they warned him and they said do not throw this rock at that behemor, at that Ovid Chavim, or that nefel, because you might kill the person who's standing right next to them, and you're then going to be Chayiv Misa. And he says, I'm going to take the risk anyway, and I know that if I kill the person who's standing next to them, I'm going to be killed anyway. So it's still called Asra Safek, because at the time of the Zrika, he didn't know that it's going to strike the person next to the one he was aiming for, and therefore it's Asra Safek, and it's Lo Shmei Hasra, that's not considered a valid Hasra'ah. That is how Rashi explains. The din is is that a person can only get killed by Beis Din if he has Asra'ah, and Asra'ah Safik normally means that someone warns you, don't do this, because if you violate my Asra'ah right now, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. But the reality is that even if he violates your Asra'ah, he may still not be Chayiv Misa. That's what we call Asra'ah Safik. So we hear also, they're telling him, don't throw that rock, because if you throw that rock, you're going to be Chayiv Misa if it hits the wrong person. So even if he throws the rock, he might not be Chayiv Misa, because it might hit the right person. It might hit the Nefel, the Ovid Chavim, the Behema, as opposed to the person that he's going to be Chayiv Misa for. So that's the way Rashi learns our Mishnah. However, the Yad Ramah asks on Shitas Rashi, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like the reason for the Patur is because of a lack of Kavana, not because of a lack of Hasra'ah. The Mishnah didn't say a word about Hasra'ah. It started with the word Niskavein, which makes it sound like it's all about the person's Kavana and not the person's Hasra'ah. And furthermore, the Inyan of Hasra'ah Safek is a Machlokas. The Gemara Makos Taf Tezvav tells us that Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is Hasra'ah Safek Shema Hasra'ah. So how's Rabbi Yochanan going to learn our Mishnah if our Mishnah is all about Asra'ah Safek? So the Rashash and the Aruch Lener suggest that Rashi's Shita must be Rashi must hold like a chilik that Tosos is going to say in Ayin Tessa Medalef in Dibra Maschul Inami, that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Asra'ah Safek Shema Hasra'ah, he only says that in certain types of Asra'ah Safek. But in Asra'ah Safek like this, that the person himself knows that if he does Kach V'Kach, it's going to be an Avera for sure, meaning he's not sure who his father is. Is his father Reuven or his father Shimon? So he strikes Reuven and then he strikes Shimon. So even though on each one it was Asraf Safek, but he knows for sure that he's violating the Isra of Maka Aviv, because one of these people is Aviv. That's where Rabbi Yochanan holds Asraf Safek Shema Asra. But in our case, where even after he throws the rock, it's a Safek whether it's going to be an Isra at all, whether it's going to be a Chiv Misa at all, then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree Hasra Safik is Lo Shema Asra. So that's how they answer the second kasha of the Yad Ramah. Again, the first kasha, you don't necessarily need an answer. The first kasha was, the Mishnah doesn't sound like it's talking about Hasra. It sounds more like it's talking about Kavana. Fine, okay, but maybe the Mishnah is a little bit sasum, but really it's talking about Hasra. Second kasha was a strong kasha, that if Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, then how do you learn? How's Rabbi Yochanan going to learn the Mishnah? So that the Rashash suggests, it's that even Rabbi Yochanan in this type of Asra Safek would say Lo Shema Asra. The Yad Ramah, however, reads the Mishnah entirely differently. He says the reason for the Patur is not Asra Safek. It's because he's considered a shogeg legabe the person, because he wasn't intending to kill the person. He was intending to kill the behema. So that which he killed the person is considered a shogeg, and a person is a chayv misa for killing someone b'shogeg. Okay, so that's case number one in the Mishnah. You were aiming for a behema, a nefel, an ovid chavim, and you hit a person for whom you would be chayv misa, you're potter. So the next case in the Mishnah, niskavin lahakoso al masnav, you were aiming for the person that you hit, but you were aiming for a different part of his body. Velo hayabak kadei la miso al masnav, and the level of force that you used should not have killed him where you were intending to hit him. But then v'halchala alibo, your aim was poor and it hit him right in the heart. Vayabak kadei la miso alibo, and that level of force is enough to kill someone if it strikes them in the heart, the mace, and the guy dies, pater, you're also pater, because it's Asra Safek. Again, Rashi learns it's Asra Safek. They said, don't do this because you might miss. I know you're aiming for his legs, you're aiming for his stomach. You might miss, you might hit the heart, and you might kill him. And he says, Afal Pikain, I'm going to do this anyway. But he at the time that he did it, he thought he was going to aim well, and he didn't think that he was going to kill the fellow. A third case, Niskavin Akosa Alibo, you intended to hit him on the heart, and it was with enough force that it should kill him if it hits him on the heart. But you missed. Your aim was poor, and you hit him on another part of his body. And it should not have been enough force to kill him where you actually hit him, but some fluke happened, v'mase, and he died anyway. So pater, you're pater, because even though you intended for a fatal blow, there's another condition in order to be be a rotzeach, that's chayiv misa, that is not fulfilled. And that is that you have to hit him with a makah haru'iyu lahamis. And over here, it was not a makah ru'iyu lahamis, because where you actually hit him should not have killed him. Even though it did, that's not a makah ru'iyu lahamis, and therefore, it's considered as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed him, you didn't kill him. The Rambam in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches, sounds like the geder of the p'tur of makah shein ru'iyu lahamis is because of an ones, that it's that we consider a makah shein ru'iyu lahamis to be a total ones. So the Achronim point out it's a difficult Rambam, because if the word in our Mishnah is that this is a makah shein ru'iyu lahamis, that this case, again, what's the case? I'm aiming for his heart with a blow that has enough force to kill him in his heart. I'm trying to murder him in a way that should murder him, and it's only because of my poor aim that it takes a fluke for him to die, but I was really aiming for something. So you can say I'm potter because of ones. If there ever was tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, that would be the case. Of tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. He was aiming to kill him. So the Achronim explained that it could be by rotzeach. We don't have such a concept of tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. That an ones is a p'tur gomur by a rotzeach, and you don't have such a concept of tchilasa b'pshia. Next case of the Mishnah, you were aiming for a large person, and the level of force used should not have killed the large person, but then it hit a smaller person, and it was enough force to kill the smaller person, and the person died. Potter, you can be potter, because even though they gave you asra that you might miss and you might hit the smaller person next to this person, it's asra suffik, and that's not a valid asra. Next case, in skavin lahakos esakatan, you intended to kill the smaller person, vahayibakadei lahamis esakatan, and it was enough force that it should have killed the smaller person, vahalchala alagadol, but then it hit the large person standing next to him, vilawayibakadei lahamis esakadol, and it should not have been enough force to kill the gadol, vamase, and the gadol by some fluke dies anyway. Potter is potter, because that is not a makah ru'iyu lahamis. It's the same as we said before about where you intended to hit him al libo and you hit him al masnav, and somehow he died anyway when it hit him al masnav. Aval niskayvin hakos al masnav v'ahayabal kidei lahamis al masnav v'olcha libo v'meis chayiv. If you intend to hit him in a part of the body which requires an extreme amount of force in order to kill him, and you applied that amount of force, but then it missed and it hit him in a part of the body that's more sensitive and would not have required as much force, and it kills him there, then you're going to be chayiv. You intended to kill, you struck a fatal blow that should have killed, and just because you missed exactly in your aim of where you are, that's not going to pot you. You're going to be chayiv misa. And similarly, if you intended to kill a larger person where it takes a lot of force in order to kill him, and you applied that amount of force, and then you missed and you hit a smaller person which would not have taken nearly as much force, v'meis, and that person obviously is going to die now, so chayiv, you're still going to be chayiv misa, because even though you didn't kill the person you had intended to kill, you killed somebody, and at the time that you struck your blow, you had full intention to kill, and the blow that struck this person should have killed this person, there was no fluke, so therefore you're going to be chayiv misa. Then comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, afil niskav in argazav, argazav potter. Even if you intend to kill one guy and you kill another guy, you're going to be potter. So right away the Gemara is going to say, which case is Rabbi Shimon talking about? So Rabbi Shimon Aheya, Ilema Asefa, the most natural thing to say Rabbi Shimon is talking about is the very last case we were talking about, that the Tanakama had said that if I intend to kill one person and I strike a blow that should kill him, and then it hits another person where it should, that level of force should for sure kill the other person, and it does, that I'm going to be chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, because I didn't kill who I intended to kill, I'm going to be potter. Well, that makes a lot of sense, but Rabbi Shimon poter mi ba'ilei. Then the Mishnah is using a lot of extra words, meaning if it was talking about the same case, why would he say, afil niskavin laharagazeh, laharagazeh, potter? Yeah, we were just talking about a case of niskavin laharagazeh, laharagazeh. So we know what the case is. Why does Rabbi Shimon need to repeat what the case is? That's not the way Mishnayis normally operate. Mishnayis normally operate by just telling us that the next Tana says Pater. The next Tana holds a particular Shita. So Rabbi Shimon Poter mi bayilei. That's what it should have said. Ella, so it must be that Rabbi Shimon is not going on the last case. Aresha. Rather, he's going on the Resha of the Mishnah. That Niskai ben Laragas of Eim of Aragas Adam, Levichav Maragas, Solon of Fallen, Baharagas ben Kayama, Pater. That the Tanakamet said, if I intended to kill someone for whom I'm not Chayav Misa, for example, an animal, a Nefel, an Ovid Chavim, and I accidentally hit somebody for whom I am Chayav Misa, so you're Pater. So it sounds like you're only Pater because, the Gemara is making a diuk, sounds like you're only Pater because you intended to kill someone who you would not be Chayav for. Ooh, but Haniskav and Argazev Argazev Chayiv. But the diuk to make is, had I intended to kill someone for whom I am Chayiv Misa, and I kill somebody else for whom I'm Chayiv Misa, then I'd be Chayiv. That the Tanakhama would hold, I'd be Chayiv. And then Rabbi Shimon comes at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afil Niskav and Argazev Argazev Potter. That in the case of Niskav and Argazev Argazev, it's going to be Potter. So now I understand why Rabbi Shimon has to say the case, because the Tanakhama never spoke about this case explicitly. The Tanakhama, it was a diuk we made from the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, I intended to kill a Nefel, I intended to kill an Ovechavim, I intended to kill a Behema. So we made a diuk. Oh, ha, had you intended to kill a person for whom you're Chayiv Misa? And that's what Rabbi Shimon is arguing on. So Rabbi Shimon says, let me state the case that went unstated. So that's what's going on with Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, okay, now let's look at Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Shimon holds, you try to kill one person, you accidentally kill another person, you're going to be Pater. So Pshita, Kai Rivun Vishimon. It's possible, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if you have both Reuven and Shimon standing next to one another, va'amar anal Reuven kamichavna l'Shimon lo kamichavna, and a guy says, as he's about to pull the trigger, he says, "Watch this! I have perfect aim. I'm going to, I'm a sniper. I'm going to get Reuven right now, and I'm not going to get Shimon." Hainu pluktayu. That is the machlokas in the Mishnah that the Chum say chayiv, and the Rabbi Shimon says you pater. Meaning, and the point is, and you miss, right, and you hit the wrong guy. So the Chum say that you're chayiv because nischavim l'argazev argazev chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says pater nischavim l'argazev argazev you pater. But Amar l'chad minayu, if the Rotzeach says, I'm going to throw this rock, or I'm going to shoot this bullet, and I intend to kill whoever, whether it be Reuven or whether it be Shimon. And then it goes and it kills Reuven. So what would Rabbi Shimon hold in that case? Do we assume that he intended to kill somebody, and Reuven died, so it's as if he intended for Reuven and he's chayiv? Or do we say that, no, you're only going to be chayiv when you had specific intention for this victim? And if you didn't have specific intention for this victim, then you're going to be pater. So inami, or another case that we could raise a suffix about, kosav Reuven v'nimtza Shimon mai. The Rotzeach thought that the person, he hit the person he was aiming for, he just thought it was Reuven. It turned out that it was Shimon, and he killed him. So what's the din? According to Rabbi Shimon, do we say since he hit the person that he was aiming for, that's considered kavana to kill, or to kill that person? Or do we say since he couldn't identify, he misidentified the person that he was aiming for, that he's going to be pater? So says Mar Tashma, let's try to answer both of these questions. Again, question number one was that you had no specific intention of which guy you were going to kill. And question number two is you had specific intention for this body, but you couldn't identify who that body, you misidentified who that body was. What would Rabbi Shimon hold in such a case? We know what the Tanakhama would hold. Tanakhama holds Yochayiv. But what would Rabbi Shimon hold in such a case? So Tashma, Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Sheyomer, Leploni Ani Miskavin. The Rotzeach is only going to be Chayiv if he says that I am intending to kill Ploni, and he kills Ploni. So you have to have Kavana for a particular person. But if you have Kavana for one of two people, or for this body, but I misidentify him, then you're going to be Potter. So my time to Rabbi Shimon, what's the basis for Rabbi Shimon that a Rotzeach is not Chayiv until he hits the person that he was having Kavana for? So I'm a crowd because the Pasuk says that Va'orav lo v'kama lov. Pasuk continues, V'ika nefesh v'meis. So why did it say Va'orav lo? Could have just said V'chiyah ish sonil re'o v'kama lov without Va'orav lo. So the Pasuk is teaching me Achei iskavin lo, that you're only going to be Chayiv Misa if you have Kavana for this Nirtzach. If you don't have Kavana for this Nirtzach, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who disagree agree with Rabbi Shimon and don't darshan the pasuk like him, what are they darshan from Aravlo? They understand that Va'aravlo means to exclude a case where you throw a rock into a group of people, of Jews and non-Jews, and you intend to kill whoever the rock happens to land on, and you end up killing a Jewish person, that you're going to be potter. So the Gemara says, well, hey, chidami, what is the makeup of this group that you threw the rock into that you're going to be potter? If there are nine kutim and one Yisrael among them, and you threw the group into that chabura in order to kill whoever it happens to land on, so why does it have to tell me that you're potter based on a pasuk? Typically, druba kutim, you know, of course you're potter. The majority are kutim, and we follow the rov. Not only that, even if it was five kutim and five Jews, we would say it's a suffix, it's a 50-50 suffix. And something the Fashas Lahakel and the Yitzilu Eida would tell us that we view it as if you intended to kill a guy and you killed a Yisrael. Where are you going to be potter? So says Gemara Lo Tzricha Dika Tishu Yisrael B'kuti Echad B'neim. Now the case must be that the large majority or the majority of the group were Jewish people and there was only one kuti among them. So L'choru we should have been Mechayev, because if you follow the Rov, we say that the Rov is that his Kavana was for Yisrael. Over here we're following the Rov in terms of Kavana. We know what actually happened. What actually happened is he killed the Yisrael. But the Rov determines what was his Kavana when he threw it. So the Rov determines, since it was nine Yisraelim, that his Kavana was to kill the Yisrael, and he killed the Yisrael, so he's going to be Chayev. That's why it tells us, no, Chiddush, Davle Kuti Kavua, V'kol Kavua, Kamech Sal Mechza Dami, that the Kuti is considered Kavua, because they're not moving anywhere, and Kol Kavua is Kamech Sal Mechza, we view it as if it's a 50-50 Safek, as if it's five Yisraelim and five Kutim, and therefore he's Patur, because what was his Kavana? Don't know. It's a 50-50 Safek, what his Kavana was. And when you have a 50-50 Safek, what the Kavana is, you cannot kill the person. Okay, so now we have this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, niskavin laharagazeh baharagazeh, that the Rabban said you're going to be chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon said you're going to be potter. Right? So bishlam the Rabban to Amri, niskavin laharagazeh baharagazeh chayiv. I understand, according to the Rabban, who say that if you intended to kill Reuven and you accidentally killed Shimon, you're going to be chayiv like any other rotzayach. So I understand how to teach the psukim in the Chumash. Tichsiv, I understand the psukim in Parshat Mishpatim. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, v'chi yinatsu anashim, two men are fighting, v'nagfu ishahara, and they strike a pregnant woman. V'am Reb Lazar b'matzu shabemisa kos medaber. And Reb Lazar says they're fighting in a way where they could kill each other, where they're hitting each other in a way that would kill. They intend to kill. Tichsiv, and the pasuk says v'masom yiyeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. That if one of them accidentally hits the woman and kills her, so then they're going to be chayiv misa. That makes a lot of sense according to the Rabbanan. Niskavin laharagazeh, he was trying to kill his the fellow he was fighting with, v'haragazeh, and he accidentally killed the woman who was an innocent bystander, so he's chayiv misa for killing that woman. So elo the Rabbi Shimon, chayiv nasata nefesh tachas nefesh mayavadai. What's Rabbi Shimon going to do with the pasuk? Pasuk says he accidentally killed the woman bystander who had done nothing, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So what's Rabbi Shimon going to do with that pasuk? So says Gemara, very simple, mamon. Rabbi Shimon would say that the pasuk will tell me that you pay mamon instead of the nefesh isha, meaning you give the yarsha isha her value, but what she could have been sold for in the shuk had she been a shivcha kananis, the value that she would have commanded on the slave market. Ukid Rabbi, and that fits in with the shita of Rabbi. Titanya Rabbi Yomer v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. That's a reference to mamon. So atom mamon u'enel nefesh mamish. How do you know? Maybe it means that you actually chayiv misa. So nemar nesina lamata. It says in a later pasuk the word nesina v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh v'nemar nesina lamaila. And it says in an earlier pasuk the lashon of nesina v'chiyinatzu anashim nefesh v'yasi l'devle yasona noshin. It says v'nasan beflilim. So mala halon mamon. Afkan mamon, just like the nesina in the first pasuk is about mamon, so too the nesina of nesata nefesh nefesh is also about mammon. So machlokas Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon niskaven l'argazeh v'argazeh. Are you chayiv or are you pater? Rabbanon say you chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says you pater, and therefore they each have to touch up the pasuk in Chumash that says nefesh tachas nefesh differently. The Rabbanon take it literally, and Rabbi Shimon says it means mammon. So Amar Rava, haide tana de bechiskia mafka midrabi or mafka midrabbanon. We have a tana de bechiskia, a brayso of tana de bechiskia that holds differently than Rabbi and holds differently than the Rabbanan. Meaning again, Rebbe's one that said that for killing the woman you chayv mamon, the Rabbanan held for killing the woman you chayv misa. This Tana de Bechizkiya is going to hold for killing the woman you chayv nothing. That two people are fighting, they kill, they intend to kill each other, they accidentally strike a woman and kill her, they chayv neither misa nor mamon. How so? The Tana de Bechizkiya, learned the following. It says in the pasuk, the psukim we've been talking about in Parshas Mishpatim, but the pasuk makay vehema yishalmenu makay adam yumas. Pasuk says that if you strike an animal, you pay. If you strike a person, you die. So makay adam makay behema. Pasuk puts the two of them together of maka adam and maka behema. If you're maka behema and it kills you and it dies, you're chayiv mamon. If you're maka adam and he dies, you don't pay mamon. So the pasuk is linking the two of them together to tell me that in all the cases where if you're mazik a behema, you're going to be chayiv mamon. If you kill a person in such a case, you're going to be pater from mamon. Ma maka behema lo chilaktaba. Just like when it comes to the chayiv mamon. For striking a behema, we make no distinctions, meaning by Adam Amazik, there's no distinctions. Bein b'shogeg, bein l'mezid, we don't distinguish between whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid. Bein miskavin, l'sheinu miskavin, we don't distinguish whether you did it with kavana or you did it without kavana. So meaning bein derech, yirida l'derech aliyah, we don't make a distinction whether you killed in a downward motion or an upward motion. L'potra mamon, elo l'chayva mamon. What, you think in all those cases you're going to be pata from mamon? No. In all those cases you're Chayiv Mamon. This is what we call Adam Wadi Olam, that a person is always going to have to pay for any damage that he does. Bein Ronus, Bein Rasul, Bein Shov, Bein Mezid. We don't make any distinctions. So too, Af Maka Adam, the idea that when you kill a person, you're putter from paying Mamon, Lo Tachluk Bo, Bein Shogig, Lemezid. We similarly do not distinguish between a case where you kill a person, Beshogig, or you kill a person, Bemezid. Bein Miskavin, L'shem Miskavin, whether you did it with Kavana or without Kavana. Bein Derich whether you did it in a downward motion or an upward motion. If you kill, even though the Torah does make such a distinction by Rotzeach B'Shogeg, that if you kill some B'Shogeg B'Derech Yerida, you go to Galus, whereas Derech Aliyah, the Torah does not provide the person with the kapara of Galus. The Gemara Makos derives it from Vayapal Lavayamos, that you only chayiv Galus if it's Derech Nefila, meaning in a downward motion. So Tosus and Ksubis of Lamelchah says it doesn't mean that Derech Aliyah is more chamor than Derech Yerida, because really the opposite is true. Since we find that Derech Yerida b'shogig, there's kapara b'dei Adam, so there's makom to mechalik L'gabei Mezid as well. I would have thought to be Mechalik by Mezid as well. So it's telling me no, by Rotzeach by Mezid there is no Chilik. That even if you kill B'derech Yerida, you're not Meschaper B'mamon. In all these cases, what, you think L'chayv O'mamon? You think if you kill in all these cases, you're Chayv Mamon? No, Elopotro Mamon. You're Potter from Mamon. So bottom line is, this is a third Shita, because the Tanakhama had held that you're Chayv, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Shimon said, "Niskavim l'argazeh v'argazeh." At least you're chayiv mamon. You're chayiv how much the woman is worth on the slave market. This Tana de Bechizkiya says, but "We're not mechalik on bein niskavim l'shem niskavim by rotzech that you're always pater from mamon. You don't even pay the mamon. So my she'in miskavim. What does it mean? She'in miskavim that you're pater from mamon. Ilei m'she'in miskavim klal. If it means that you have no kavana to kill at all, well, hainu shogig. Well, then it's being repetitive. It would just be saying shogig twice. Ela pshita shein miskavin lezeh lezeh. The words ain't miskavin mean that you were miskavin laragazeh v'haragazeh, that you wanted to kill, but you killed the wrong person. V'katani, and it says in the Braisa, l'chayv ha-mamon, el patro mamon. You think you're going to be chayv mamon? No way, you're going to be patro mamon. V'i bar katalahu, but if he's going to be chayv misa, might itzrich l'mifrei mamon, why does the Torah have to patro him from mamon? mamon. We know that it's a person is not mesum mishalim, meaning if a person is going to, if the rabbanon were correct that you're chayiv misa, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I'm patur from mamon. From chayiv misa, obviously I'm patur from mamon. So I know it's going against the rabbanon. Tanya Bechizki is going against the rabbanon. I know it's going against Rabbi Shimon because it says I'm taka patur from mamon, and Rabbi Shimon says that you're chayiv mamon in such a case. So we see that this Tanya Bechizki is against both the rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. So at the end of the day, we have three shittos. The rabbanon holds the sky milar gezev argezeh chayiv misa. Rabbi Shimon holds the sky milar gezev argezeh chayiv mamon. And Tanya Bechizki holds the sky milar gezev argezeh patur legamri. You patur from both misa and from mamon. Now there is one problem over here that the Rishonim raise, the Tosfos raises, that we stopped prematurely in this discussion to figure out how each shita will touch up the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, right? The psukim in Parshas Mishpatim talking about two people who are fighting each other and trying to kill, and they accidentally kill a woman. So after we mentioned the first two shitos, we said how each shita is going to understand nefesh taks nefesh in that case. Oh, that's easy. The Rabbanan say it means literally chayiv misa. Rabbi Shimon says it means mamon. But it was premature. We should have waited till we got to the third shita and explained how Tanya Bechizki is going to learn those psukim, and it's not easy. Meaning, how's Tanya Bechizki going to learn those psukim? Tanya Bechizki holds in the sky from Argezev, Argezev, puts from everything. So how do you understand nefesh tachas nefesh? What are we going to do with that? So the Gemara jumped the gun, and because of that, leaves us hanging over here. We have no idea how Tanya Bechizki is going to learn those psukim. So Tosa says that according to Tanya Bechizki, when it says v'mason yeh, it means if there's going to be a din ason, meaning that that mason yeh means that if the case were entirely different, that the woman was not an accidental murder, the woman's death was because you were aiming for the woman, you were fighting your friend, and then the woman started yelling at you or something, and you turned the gun on her and shot her, right? And you decided to kill her purposely. That's nefesh tachas nefesh. Then you're going to be chayiv misa. But in a chinami, meaning the way Tanya Bechizki is going to learn it is that that pasuk in Chumash is not talking about niskavin lahara gezeh mahara gezeh. It's talking about niskavin lahara gezeh, and you killed the person that you intended to kill. Okay, so now new Mishnah. Rotzeach shenasar ba'achem. If you have a rotzeach that gets mixed in with other people, kulan peturim. The chum mold that they're all pater. No one's going to be chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Konsnos on the kippah. You bring them into this very narrow area where they can't even lie down, and you give them just a little bit of bread and a little bit of water until their stomach shrinks, and then you feed them barley until their stomach explodes or implodes or whatever, and they die. So you put them in a jail type of situation where they're going to die. So kol chayav misa. So we're gonna have to explain what that means. What do you mean? You have someone who's chayav misa mixed in with a bunch of innocent people, and you're just gonna kill them all? That doesn't make any sense. So what exactly is going on in the Mishnah where we're putting all these people into this jail and we're letting them die? Kol chayav misa shenasar v'zeh b'zeh. If you have a number of chayav misas that are all mixed in with one another, someone's chayav skila, someone's chayav sreifa, and they're all mixed in, nidon bekala. So they all get the most kal of the chayav misas, meaning all of them had a gemar din and based in, we know they're all on death row, but one is going to get the electric chair, one's going to get a lethal injection, one's going to get a hanging, one's going to get all different, we don't have any of those things, but one's going to get skila shreifa, harik chada, you just give them all the most kal of the misos. Haniskalin bin nisrafim, if people who are chayiv skila get mixed in with people who are chayiv shreifa, Rabbi Shimon omer nidonin b'skila shas shreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon says it's skila because shreifa is more chamur. V'cham omer nidam shreifa shas. And the Chum say you give Shreifa because Skila is more Chamra, and we're always going with the more Kal one. Now the case must be that there are more Chayavi Shreifa than there are Chayavi Skila, because it says Niskalin bin Nisrafin. Sounds like it's really a group of Nisrafin and a couple of Niskalin got mixed in. And we're still going to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you give Skila, which is the more Kal of the two punishments. So Tosas raises the question in tomorrow's daf that the halacha is that we follow Rov Afilu Bedin in the fashos, and therefore, why don't we follow the rov over here to give them all shreifa? So Tosa suggests that we don't follow the rov to give all of them shreifa, because one of them is for sure pata from shreifa, and we don't follow the rov to do something that is definitely sheker. And at the time that you're, and if you're going to give all of them skila, you know that one of them is wrong, that one of them is actually chayiv shreifa. The other possibility also says that they're all kavua b'makomam, so you don't follow the rov. We consider it like a mechso mechsa. Okay, Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said to the chachamim, the Torah is mechalik between a regular narum rasa who's mezana that she's chayiv skila and a bas kohen shezinsa where she's chayiv sreifa. Now one would imagine a bas kohen shezinsa is a worse aveira, so she should be her punishment should be a worse punishment. So either lo haisa sreifa chamura lo nitna bas kohen shezinsa. How can you say that skila is more chamer than sreifa? How come we give a bas kohen shezinsa sreifa and a regular bas yisrael shezinsa we give skila? Doesn't that imply that sreifa is more chamer and that I'm right? So Amar the Chacham said back to Rabbi Shimon, if you're going to measure the which misa is worse based on which avaryonim warrant each misa, ilo haisa skila chamura lo nitna l'magadef lo vidavod chavim. We give a magadef and vidavod chavim skila. Those are the worst. They're kafar be'ikr. So that's the very worst avery you could imagine. So how do the Rabbanim respond to Rabbi Shimon's taina about the Narum Rasa? So we already had that Gemara. The Gemara said a few weeks ago that the Rabbanim would respond, you're wrong. A Narum Rasa Kohen does not get Sreifa. A Bas Kohen Shezinsa is not when she's Narum Rasa. It's only when she has Nisuin. But Einachinami, since Skila is the worst, so if she had only Erisin, even if she was a Bas Kohen, she would get Skila. If people are chayiv sayif, get mixed in with people who are chayiv chenek, Rabbi Shimon says you give them the lesser of the two, which is sayif in his opinion, and the Chum say you give the lesser of the two, which is chenek in their opinion. That just like Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan disagree, skila sreifa, which is more chamer, they also disagree, hereg chenek, which is more chamer. So manachirim, going back to that first case of the Mishnah, we said that if you have rotzeach, that's nisariv ba'achirim. So according to the Tanakama, everybody's potter. According to Rabbi, they're going to gel them and they're all going to die. Who are these acherim? Ilem acherim ksherim. If it's other regular people, pshita, then it's pashut that they're all going to be potter. Right? You have nine innocent men that get mixed in with somebody who's a murderer. So of course you can't kill 10 people. Vesu bahalem Rabbi Yehuda konsonos on the kippa. And furthermore, how could Rabbi even argue? Rabbi is going to say you put all 10 in jail and you let them all die? It's unthinkable. So Tanakama's opinion is obvious. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion doesn't make any sense if it's talking about innocent people. So three approaches to the Mishnah. We'll see if we get to all three today. So approach number one, right, the siman is Bashrak, which sounds like it's four approaches, Beis Shin, Reish Kuf, but it's the first, the Beis and the Shin are all the first approach, because it's Amar Rabbi Avahu Amar Shmuel. So that's the Beis and the Shin is Avahu Shmuel. So Amar Rabbi Avahu Amar Shmuel. Hach brotzeach shalom nigmar dino shenisayv brotzum acherim shenigmar dino naskinan. Now the case is everybody's murderer, but the thing is, some of them had a gemar din, and some did not have a gemar din yet. But we already makabel the edus. It's just a matter of bringing him back to court and saying, "Will the defendant please rise?" You know, whatever. And we now, and announcing the verdict. So we're just having a gemar din. So Rabbanan Savri ain't gomer din shel adam el b'fanav. The Rabbanan hold that you can only do a gemar din against a person when you're b'fanav. And over here, they don't know who the guy is that so they can't be gomer the din because there is no b'fanav. So even though they're all in Beis Din, but they don't know which guy is the guy, that's considered shalom b'fanav. So the Yad Ramah raises the question, why don't you just do it with all of them then? So bring them in one by one and say, okay, we are gemar din for you. Gemar. So for the ones it's not shaykh to, it doesn't, so it's just empty words. But the one it is shaykh to, you'll get that way. So the Yad Ramah writes that that's if you don't know who you're coming to be mechayiv, that's not called b'fanav. B'fanav means that you know who it is, that it's not enough that Beis Din see the face of a person. It has to be that they know, the Shari Yosha writes this, Rav Shimsha, that you have to know who the person is that you're being mechayiv. Hilkach kulam peturin, and therefore Tanakama holds that they're all going to be potter, because you can't have a gemar din. Rabbi Yehuda, mifturin l'gamri namilo, kivin to rotzchininu. They're all murderers. They all deserve to die. So there's no way you could potter them all. Hilkach konsonos on the kippa. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds your konsonos on the kippa. So that is approach number one. That the case is, everyone's a murderer, they're all mixed together. The Tanakama holds you just can't do a Gemara Din, so you're stuck. And Rabbi Yehuda holds they're all murderers, so handle all of them some other way. No. If it was a bunch of people that were mixed together, innocents and guilty people, of course there are going to be, you can't kill them. Over here we're talking about a shor that didn't have a Gemara Din. It's not a mixture of people, it's a mixture of oxen. One of these that makes more sense. Why you can't identify the one of the murderer? So one of them had a Gemara Din, some had a Gemara Din, some didn't have a Gemara Din. So Rabbanan Savri, Kemisas Bailim, Kach Misas Hashar. The Rabbanan hold that the Misas Bailim should match the Misas Hashar, and we wouldn't, and by Misas Bailim, you need a Gemara Din Befanav. Vein Gomer Dinu Shal Shor Ela Befanav, and therefore a Shor also needs to have a Gemara Din Befanav. Hilkach Kulan Peturin, and therefore they're all Pater. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Konstanos of the Kippa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you put them all Bekippa and let them all die. It doesn't have to be exactly like the Misas Hashar. So those are the first two interpretations of the first line of our Mishnah. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Rava's rejection of both of those interpretations and Rava's third interpretation of that first line of our Mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful day.